This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Part of District 2 of the county water system is currently under a boil advisory. Emergency repairs are causing discoloration in water along Chadbourne Highway from the 1300 to the 2300 block and on Free Ridge Road. The repairs should be completed by tomorrow. A 17-year-old Wyville High student was transferred to New Hanover Route Novant after she was struck by an SUV at the school this morning. Wyville police said the student was dropped off and was crossing Lee Street when she stepped into the path of an oncoming vehicle. Her injuries are not life-threatening. The driver was cited for an expired inspection. A Fairbluff man is being held under no bond after he allegedly stabbed his son on Sunday. James Earl Bostic, age 63, was arrested after he allegedly stabbed 23-year-old Taryn Josiah McCoy. McCoy is expected to recover. We have more on this story on our website. Wyville police are investigating a shooting that occurred Thursday. The victim was Curtis Gallons. He was injured at Kent Place Apartments and was transferred to Novant, New Hanover. The investigation is ongoing. The police department has not released any additional information. No charges have been filed after a case of reported animal cruelty in Sierra Gorda. The sheriff's office reported that a dead cat was found in a crate outside a home on Pond Drive, and officers were called to investigate dogs that ran outside kennels with little or no shelter. The property owner has since provided shelter for the animals. Animal Protective Services is checking back on the property. Wyville City Council tonight will consider a rezoning request for 705 Jefferson Street. The owners of the property want it changed from office and institutional to highway service to make it more attractive to potential customers. Highly pathogenic avian influenza has caused the destruction of a turkey flock in Sampson County. The Department of Agriculture said the commercial flock is the second so far this year and the 12th in North Carolina since the latest outbreak. 8 backyard flocks have also been confirmed to have HPAI across the state. See the story on our website for more information. State filing season for taxes is officially open. The State Department of Revenue is urging taxpayers to file early using e-filing at ncdor.gov. The deadline is April 15th for state and federal taxes. Automobile and homeowners insurance rates are going up for many North Carolinians. The increase approved by the Department of Insurance was significantly less than which was requested by insurance companies. Insurers are reeling from losses after Hurricane Helene and Tropical Storm 8, as well as increased coverage requirements for drivers. The Veterans Memorial Park Committee will meet Thursday at the fairgrounds at 6:30 p.m. New volunteers and members are welcome. Call 910-840-3848 for more information. Pastor Kevin Taylor will speak at United Faith and Hope Church in Evergreen on Sunday at 10:30 a.m. The church is located at 56 His Drive in Evergreen. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.